5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 11:57 p.m.
Oh, yeah, 3 minutes to midnight, or so it would seem. It's not, because the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and everyone knows that's the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, welcome. Glad you could make it to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and boy, I'm wondering if anybody remembered the North American time change. Yes, it's that magical day in which somehow certain clocks change by an hour. I don't know what it is. I'm on UTC. It's 1931 UTC, and I have no idea what your daylight saving is anywhere. It might not be a thing. You might not observe this. It might not happen for you for another couple of weeks. Regardless, here we are, 1930. Welcome to the jungle. What? Sometimes it's a jungle of hamburgers.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
That's what I said, a jungle of hamburgers. Everybody always wants a damn hamburger.
Like to buy
a hamburger. Yeah, we know all about the hamburger thing. That's not what's important right now. I have a lot of weird stuff going on today. Today is a weird day for me. I don't know what kind of show this is going to turn into, but it'll probably be junk. First of all, I may have hurt myself last night. I'm still uncertain, but I'm not moving around super great. But it's not debilitating me mentally. I still feel like, okay, yeah, no, I'm good. Let's just battle through, because that's what I like to do. I like to battle. So I'm battling. I've also received the distressing news that my family's luthier, who is retired, technically, is moving away, far away from me, at least 180 miles away. Which makes me wonder how I'm going to get any strings for my bouzouki. Because this was the source of my bouzouki strings up until now. And the worst part of it is, I broke a string on my bouzouki a couple weeks ago. I was trying to tune my zook up because the weather was, you know, getting nice. I thought, okay, better tune it up. And I actually tuned two strings. I was working on like the third or fourth one, and I was actually detuning it. I was taking the tension off the string, and it broke. Twang. Okay, fine. It has been a while since I've put any new strings on that thing, so, yeah, well, anyway. So I need new strings, and I don't know where to get them, and so I'm going to have to find me a source of bouzouki strings. That is sort of bothering me. That is irritating my brain a little bit. I keep thinking about that. Just another on the long list of things that are irritating. One thing that's not irritating me is this tea. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Longjing. I decided to fire up the old Longjing again, and it's totally delicious and worth it. Ow. Also, my finger hurts. Actually, it's the two fingers on my right hand that suddenly are being absolutely strange. But that's nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Other things that are on my case is I have this doctor issue. My new doctor, who has been my new doctor for what, I don't know, 2 years, has decided not to be my doctor anymore. So now I've got this big weird thing where I have to find new doctors. And this is weird because why is my old doctor, the new old doctor, not just assigning me to a new doctor? So I have my old doctor, not my old new doctor. My old doctor is now looking for a new doctor for me, sort of. And now I gotta find new doctors. Do I need to find all new doctors, or do I just need one new doctor who will assign me to other doctors? I have no idea. As usual, I am making this up as I go along. And I'm keeping my priorities prioritized. Priority number one, drink lots of tea. That should be obvious to everyone. Priority number two, go outside? No, not today. I don't think I'm going to be able to, well, just cope with that. And besides, there's probably not much going on, and it is pretty windy outside today. There was a few moments when I was thinking, hey, we need to go check to see if any herons have taken up residence at the heronry. And of course, we could go to Heronhaven for that matter, but oh, I don't know. You know, it's Sunday. Wait, today is Sunday, right? It's Sunday and pandemic weekends. You know, there's probably a bunch of people there. We're not going to see any dudes, although we should be able to start seeing scratties. There's going to be a lot of geese real soon. We will be going to Heronhaven soon enough. And in case anybody who's listening is new enough that they don't know the heron stuff, the thing that you need to know is that the heronry is not actually at Heronhaven. The heronry is... how far away is it? Is it a mile away? No. Maybe? A kilometer? Yes. It's a kilometer away. It's at least 1 kilometer to the north. And it's less than 2 kilometers. So let's just say, yeah, maybe a mile. Let's say 7/8 of a mile, just to be annoying. That is annoying. 7/8 of a mile. How would you even measure that out? That's beautiful. So yeah, basically the heronry is some large trees at the edge of a creek. The same creek that runs by Heronhaven. Heronhaven is actually an oxbow. It used to be part of the creek, but when the Corps of Engineers came through here in the, what, 50s? 50s and 60s, the first thing they do is they straighten out these creeks. And these creeks, when I say creeks, these would be considered major rivers in a lot of communities. But since, you know, I live in a town that's situated on the Missouri River, a huge, massive, very scary, very will-kill-you river, yeah, everything else is just a mere creek, a tiny little stream. Although, when these creeks are in full action, what do creeks do? Do creeks run? Do they flow? Yeah, I guess. When they are in full flow, when we got spring rains, these are all flood control creeks. These are all let's get the water out as soon as possible and into the giant river. Right, so the heronry is on this creek that goes right by Heronhaven too. And the herons in the heronry like to fly to Heronhaven and collect yummy, delicious fishies to feed their babies. So basically, Heronhaven is just a giant heron restaurant, and it serves the big heronry that we like to hang out at, which is also in one of the secret mushroom grounds. So, you know, that's just bonus. So we can go, we can look for mushrooms, and what mushrooms do we find there in the heronry? Heraceums. Yeah, find lots of heresium. Bear tooth comb. If you are unfamiliar with the concept of bear tooth comb, look it up right now. This is one of the greatest mushrooms of all time. This is one of those secret gourmet mushrooms. And people who talk about mushrooms and they want to be all fancy. Oh, I'm so gourmet. I'm a foodie. Oh, I'm a foodie. I like criminy mushrooms. Criminy mushrooms. Criminy. Yeah, those are just portobellos that haven't opened. You know that, right? No, if you want mushrooms, obviously, you're looking for the white morel. You're looking for any morel. You're looking for chanterelles. And you are looking for bear tooth comb. Bear tooth comb is the way to go. Yeah, do la da do. And lots of bear tooth comb likes to grow around those big old cottonwood trees where the where the herons like to nest. So it's double bonus area, baby herons, and bear tooth comb. Wait a minute. Baby herons and bear tooth comb. That sounds like, I don't know, an album title or something, or potentially a band name. Maybe they play the Nyanpasu song. Yeah. Oh, that's just a weird thing that I need to do from time to time. Oh, the Nyanpasu song, Nyanpasu. Speaking of Nyanpasu, guess what other weird thing happened to me yesterday? It's kind of weird. It's not weird. But did I tell you about the new salad dressing? Two weird things happened to me yesterday. So, shortly after Dubious Goals Committee, what was I doing? Oh, I think I was just making some tea and I was getting ready to sit down and watch some football highlights yesterday. Because I missed a couple of games because they're not airing them on TV anymore. They're putting them on the app. Yeah, get our app. No. You want me to watch the games? Put them on my damn TV. I'm not getting your app. Apps are for Eurorack enthusiasts. So I was sitting here, and the phone rings. And normally I would ignore the phone when it's ringing while I'm trying to watch football, right? But, you know, my phone talks, and it says, oh, my friend is calling, my friend Brant. So I gotta go, oh, yeah, I better answer this one because this is always good. You know, if I'm getting this phone call, this is always something fun to deal with. So I pick up the phone, you know, and I'm like, yo. And he says, do you like guacamole? Just out of nowhere, right? Not, hey, how are you doing or what's going on? You know, nothing, just, do you like guacamole? I'm like, yeah, of course I like guacamole. I live on that crap. And he's like, yeah, get over here. Get over here right now. I'm making guacamole. And I go, and I'm thinking, oh my God. Oh my God. Right? So what are you going to do? Right? You got to go. You got to go. So I throw the old shoes on, jump in the car. I drive over to my friend's house. And yeah. Oh my God. I pulled up to his house and he's got these little dogs and they start barking, and so he lets them out and the dogs run up, and he's like, "Get in here quick, hurry." And so I go running in. Holy crap. And so there in the kitchen is this giant bowl of like half finished guacamole, and there's cutting boards out, and there's cut up tomatoes, and there's cut up little red peppers, and there's some lemons and limes laying around. And so we're hanging out and we're talking, and he's finishing up this guacamole, and I can't even describe to you how much there was. There was probably, I'm trying to guess, it was probably a gallon and a half or 6 liters. 6 liters, maybe even 7 liters. It wasn't quite 2 gallons. That bowl was like this big, so pardon me. That, yeah. Basically, 7 liters of guacamole. 7 liters of guacamole. Oh my God. And once that was ready, holy crap, the corn chips came out. No, my favorite tortilla chips, and we were just nom nom nom, just going insane, absolutely insane on this guacamole. Oh, while we watched a documentary about the Killdozer. Remember that guy, the Killdozer guy, the guy who took the bulldozer and armored it up and went on a rampage? Yeah, so we're watching that eating guacamole. And that was pretty fun. And then we watched a couple of episodes of Major Lazer.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't seen that. Brant hasn't seen Major Lazer. Not familiar with Diplo, not familiar with his work, blah blah blah. I don't remember how the subject came up. Something about, I don't know, who knows. But yeah, we had to watch a couple of episodes of that and laugh, 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 laugh. And then we discussed the possibility of creating some kind of figurine. Some kind of, and I've talked about this before on Dubious Goals Committee. Remember talking about maybe making some merchandise, maybe make some kind of figure, some kind of action figure that's not very action-y. So if it's like an action figure of me, it's just somebody leaning back with a teacup in their hand, right? The Dubious Goals Committee non-action figure. It's not an action figure. It's more of a chill figure. It's just a relax figure. And come on. But, you know, my relax figure would probably come with a lot of cool accessories. Like lots of little synthesizers, teapot, teacup, probably marmots, you know, because there's probably a marmot hole over there. And hamburger. Nice, real nice hamburger. Yeah. Maybe a salad. Wait. Am I getting hungry? What am I hungry for? Obviously, I'm going to be eating more guacamole today because he sent me home with this bowl of guac. I will kill that today, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff. That reminds me, speaking of good stuff, I got to get the recipe for this guacamole. And I got to get the recipe for the green sauce that my brother makes. And I still haven't done that, but that's okay. But I got to do that before the weather gets warm, because once the weather gets warm, I'm going to start making yummy food. And it will need some green sauce. The green sauce is yummy. It's like tomatillos and stuff. I don't know how greasy it is, though.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And a mom just drove up.
Give me something fast. Here, 409
works
fast.
Yeah? Before he starts a wipe.
409 special.
Doesn't matter how fast you can wipe, little Kirky. 1981, Mom is approaching and is wondering if it's going to shine.
Hey, that shines.
Shut up.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to figure out how to make the secret green sauce. The green chili sauce. It's so yummy. Green chilies and tomatillos, and cook that sucker down, and let's eat some yummy food. So what else am I going to eat today other than the guacamole and some corn chips? I don't know. I haven't really thought it out that far yet. What do I want for lunch? Do I want, like, Vietnamese food? Do I want, like... Oh, do I want... What would girlfriend Vietnam have for lunch? One of these days these
boots are gonna walk all over you. Hi, baby!
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh, my God. Even girlfriend Vietnam wants the hamburger today. Everybody with the damn hamburgers. Are you kidding me? Are you trying to tell me that everybody wants a hamburger even though they all know what happened to Dad? I mean, come on. This is so dangerous. Poor.
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Poor Dad.
Goodness. Oh my was he God. A bear this morning?
He was, until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear, Dad.
It was because of the hamburger.
Was Dad a Japanese bear, Dad, this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
I would like to buy
No, no, no. Yes, Japanese bear dad is hungry, but we do not give them the hamburger. This is what... Oh my God, nobody is paying any attention to anything I have to say. Which means I have no choice but to drop the Renai circulation. I have no other choice. This is what happens.
I'm not the only one.
Right. The Renai Circulation, as sung by Hana Kawazawa, one of the biggest seiyuu over there that you could ever imagine. And by over there, I mean in J-Land. Ooh, yeah. But now we need something to balance that out, don't we? Yeah. What will balance out that sugary sweetness? Ooh, I know. Stone Cold Crazy by Queen! I have restored balance to the universe, or at least, you know, to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, I win. And you know, something else that I have won, because I restored the balance to my salad dressing, is I've got a salad waiting for me. I gotta eat a yummy, delicious salad here in about another 2 minutes. Oh, I made some great salad dressing yesterday. I'm excited to eat it. It's a balsamic vinaigrette. I went nuts. I said, okay, I'm finally going to do it. And yeah, it's not perfect yet, but I'm working on it. Just like I've always been working on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day to get the latest news on my war with the Eurorack enthusiasts and my enthusiasm for salad dressings. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.